Looks like the sixth Sylvan is open, Chair, for my successor. The sixth Sylvan is open. I don't know when it's going to close.
That is what I have also noted. It means that one day I am going to have the committee. So 70% of the members will be sick. Let's try our best to boost our immune system, to take care of our health. Whatever is early as possible, but nevertheless, our health is the priority. If you are not well, you can't function well. So you must take care of yourself, make sure that you are strong enough to execute your mandate. Can you just consider the minutes of the 28th of March, Honorable Members, 2017? One of the minutes. Thank you very much. The minutes of the 29th of March. Please, one of the minutes. Page 2 of the minutes.
Thank you.
think my name doesn't appear in the second document.
Thank you. one. Page two. Then you move on.
Thank you, sir. On page 2, 4.3, the use of the term grade is normally used colloquially, but I don't think it's a formal communication. I'm a little bit concerned about the use of the word grade. Rather, we look for another term, like where there was ambiguity or uncertainty or something. It's a colloquial term. Move for the adoption of the minutes of the 10th of May. Thank you for that remark, Chair. I think of particular concern that I'm sure all parties would agree on this one is the question of the removal of Pluma to the President and the fact that it is now virtually parked there, and this is affecting the local government. And we all know that land is very, very tropical nowadays. And I would like for us to put a little bit of pressure, either on ourselves or on the department to do something about that. Thanks, Chair.
When looking at the minutes, we said that we need to get the proper briefing so that we know what is it that has been transferred to the presidency, what is it that has been made with the department, the budget act, what is it that we're supposed to oversight at this committee. Because if the other, maybe other clauses, the responsibility, the management or the administration part of the responsibility of the president, what is it that you have to oversight that is left with the department? I think it's one of the measures that they have to isolate and put in our program, so that in one of the meetings everybody can get the detailed information about this transfer and other issues as mentioned in our minutes. Can we then agree and move to the next? The draft report. Last week we made some recommendations. We look at the findings and make some recommendations. What is it that must be changed? What is it that must be added? The draft report was circulated to us today. It was on Friday, hoping that members have gone through the report. If there's anything, we're not going to start the report afresh, but I hope that members have looked at the findings, the part that we're dealing with. The findings and the recommendation that if members feel that something that has not been added, we just raise it for the report to be processed as well. I'm with the findings, the from member senator. I've checked myself the report. I'm also looking at my notes to ensure that what you're doing in the form of future is inserted in the report.
I can assure you we all went through extensively through the report.
One section refers to the one I sold to dairy cows, one I sold 1 hectare, and I thought it might be a useful addition there as well. That we include that as policies that we do brought to the committee.
I think it's just a mention on page 23, on the issue of the progress report. But I think it must be added to page 22.
Yeah.
And our rural development to the last bullet C, so that we don't left it out. Any other matter?
Sure. Another one, good. I can take a break. Oh, okay. Now, Chair, on our restitution, that thing about working page 22, bullet point. Point three, Chair, the search of the 916 and all that. I don't know, I think that's a formulation that will then that could cover our idea was that the department, after that strong debate, we're then saying the department must give us an implementation plan how they propose to deal with the 916. What maybe they think they should search this much, they then need to pay this much, and then the costing and everything. So there is definitely an implementation plan we need about that 916. I don't have the formulation, but we need an implementation plan.
On the
actual
generation.
Of the 916. The retention action. No, not the retention action. The cleansing of the whole thing. Check. Okay. I'm sorry, Chair. The 916, my understanding is that it's what outstanding for 98, but I sent to go to Goethe. But all along when you discussed it, that was my understanding. So then they must say this much of it is still subject to research. We have a timeline of 6 months for such a research. This much of it is awaiting ministerial approval. This much, just a plan to really sort it all out. Yes. I think that's what Honourable President was just proposing an immediate. But I then proposed a compromise that would say, let's have a plan and then so that we pin them down to that plan. If we accept that on that plan anyway. So I'm just proposing let's have a plan somewhere.
Okay. A plan on how
are
they going to
be
the outstanding.
Yeah.
All the outstanding So I think what Honourable Member Mbuni is raising, that a plan on the outstanding, so that they give us report, which dates are at the research stage, which dates have been settled, which dates have only been finalized, the plan. That's a simpler roadmap on the number of stages to be processed. But we are talking about the plan that they have to submit. But the 916 are research case, the first research and we finalize them by the end of the first quarter, this financial year.
Should the land audit and status be put on this report as well, included in this report? I'm sure you'll recall we discussed this with the department this year, and they said that phase two had been completed and they were going to send it to the cabinet, expedited to the cabinet. Should it reflect in this report or possibly the next one, but somewhere such an important detail should not be left behind.
Proposal on the update, you know, we're present currently. The second page has been completed with the cabinet. And it's supposed to give us the first report until the last report to the land audit is submitted. Because at the end of the day, they have to submit that report in 1 week. Honorable Madrasa? The report to the land audit finally must be submitted to the committee. Because the first one was submitted. Then we're waiting the second one.
Chair, I think my feeling is that if we don't apply a bit of pressure, that we want that progress report and we want it to come to the committee, maybe we should so urgently come to the committee that, you know, if it gets dragged out. I think it is one of those things that we would like to see. I certainly don't think it can do any harm to maybe include them, the reports outstanding. We would like to see a progress report and that it should come to the committee urgently. We've seen things drag out, when it comes to legislation, policies that haven't been coming to the committee, and I don't think we should get them off the books.
I think it must fall, Kilo will check, but I think it's under land reform. Yeah, or under the national geomatics. But the department is supposed to update us about the progress with regards to the second phase of the land audit. Because we don't want them to bring the raw information, but we want them to bring the final information to us. But they must keep on updating us about the progress with regards to the second phase of the land audit. Any other matter?
The second quarter, I'll say.
Can I then get a move for the adoption of the draft report?
President, the committee, I have moved for the adoption of the draft report with the petition.
Honourable Magad has moved for the adoption of the draft report with the petition. Any second?
I'm going to be powered through the DA. from your lips to the ICD.
Thank you very much, honorable members. We have to go and prepare for the budget vote on Friday at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be after you've done with the comments on the report, Chair. Okay. So I'll hold back that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about that, Chair.
No, I'm done with the report. Okay.
Because from the doctor, there was a moment that they formalized it, that was really appointed the report of the committee. Okay. We're done. I just wanted to know, Chair, if we're having any meeting next week on Wednesday.
Yes. I think members have realized that all the mini plenaries are starting at 3. So we have to use our committee day. The mornings have been set for committee days, then mini plenaries will start at 2 o'clock until the last day of the mini plenary.
Okay.
I think towards the end of June, 2 weeks before June, we'll have the committee oversight.
Chair, just also under general, I just think we're going into a budget vote debate. I think despite the rumours that Member Nduli is going to be offering surrender, I assume it's going to be a very heated debate. But I just think it's important also, before we go into such a heated debate, to also express thanks to all of us and to the officials as well. One of the things that I've noticed in this last while is the members of the committee and the various officials that we have, we are starting to get to know one another, anticipate one another's contributions. You start seeing it reflected in how the recommendations are drafted. So it's like there's a institutional memory developing in the committee with issues that we all find important. So I think it's also important before we go to battle, you know, that we also remember the progress that we're making amongst one another, and I want to express my thanks as well.
Thank you very much, Honourable Wilson. Very much important.
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. It's the first time I've been with Honourable our committee officials must also keep it up. What I like from them is that they are proactive in all what they are doing. Thank you very much for that. Then the chairperson outside the committee report, can we have a feedback on the visit to Canada or any other?
I equally share the concern honourable with that. You never know when the cameras are working and they are not working. I concur with honourable with that and request that our support must just keep checking in a balanced manner, because when Parliament's programme gives us an opening, it may as well be that Canada is not open that time, so we need to do that. But also do indicate here that I'm aware that all parliamentary committees have been deferred from or suspended from overseas trips to help quorums in the budget group. The stakeholders are there in numbers more than at any other period, so we don't want to be seen to be not caring for them, because stakeholders in and the houses are empty. That would be that, Chair. I don't want to go on record on this one, Chair, but I may as well do. I'm busy with my private deal. I think the word private is clear, but the people in the IT with me keep landing on the chair's desk and on the committee secretary's desk. I just want to, with all due courtesy, to request your good sense to indicate that you have nothing to do at this stage. They keep emailing. I see they copy you. They refer issues to us jointly. There might be a problem of definition and constitutionality if they do it like that. I just want to request that, Chair. So whenever they fall into your desk and desktops, you just kindly refer them back to the member. You are not cited that feedback must go to your good self. I don't know why they do that. Maybe it's just an error. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Madam
Moderator.
Chair, there's also a request from our side. The legislation coming to the committee, I'm receiving questions whether, for example, landholdings bill, whether that is going to be a Section 76 bill as well. And I think I'm sort of getting all kinds of requests in that regard. Is it possible to let us know in terms of the bill coming to the committee, what the status of it is? Are there Section 76? Are there the, if we can get an indication like that as well, and then I had a private conversation with them as well, and there was some concerns about Member Ngui's private bill that wasn't readily available for comments. I wouldn't know, but it is maybe something that you should also take into consideration, but I'll have a conversation with him about it.
Thank you, Chair. It appears that MP was having referred to the bills that are still within the department's processes. They are not yet referred to Parliament. So when they are done with them, they will refer the bills to, they will table the bills to the Speaker, and then will be later referred to the committee. And then taking off the bill, also it's a parliamentary process where the bill is in Parliament. Now the bills are still up there in the department. The only bill that is with Parliament is Communal Property Association, and it has been referred formally. Now the committee is expected to schedule for that bill formally. The briefing that we had then, it was informal because the bill was not yet formally tabled and referred to the committee. Communal Property Association.
So that should maybe come to some of the because this is now way out of the agenda, but I think it's for all the good intent principles. Chair, I would propose for all of us to think carefully. I do know that come rain or sunshine, four more bills will add to that this year's bill. Four, including the private members, including the CPA amendment, and probably three more. The EFTA amendment, we did EFTA. The agricultural land holdings and so on. So I want Chair to propose all of us to think carefully how this is going to be possible to go on public hearings, supposing the tagging is that we must. And so far, really, as an individual member, I've begun to think that some of the committee meetings we will hold out there. Sometimes when we're in Kumala, I'll simply call the department. Anyway, it might even be very cost effective for them moving from Pretoria to Mpumalanga, and we might have to meet in the evening if the public hearings are during the day. And also options about splitting into two teams. And the last option in consideration to even do public hearings on two related bills at one instance, you know. Any bill that's related, even if they are not related, have phase one, we're dealing with this, phase two, we're dealing with this just like agenda items anyway. I'm just saying, Chair, it's unprecedented, it's extremely, extremely busy. I've begun to canvass the members in the programming committee to be sensitive to this reality we are facing. Unfortunately, Chair, we called the department to submit bills way before we jailed, but we were jailing on one item that we want this legislative program. Unfortunately, it's only coming now, the department is only ready now. Within, it looks like to me every month they will be ready with a piece of legislation. So I'm just saying, Chair, that that's the bottleneck which we must anticipate and be ready to say how there. My thought for now, when we're out there in Northwest, we'll call the department, we'll meet them sometimes in the evening if they hear it during the day. And that's it. Unless it's there, the house, then Chair, that's the only handicap. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. But in most cases, when we have the public hearings, we deal with the public hearings, but the officials of the department must be back.
Anyway.
Yes, those who are responsible for that, so that they assist in other, in responding to other questions. But you see, but what I can indicate now is that the next bill that is going to be fast tracked. We're going to take our own time, process the bills accordingly, because we don't want to be challenged tomorrow that proper processes will be followed. But we'll decide on the approach after this process of the budget vote on how we're going to handle the issue of the public here. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Honourable Members, thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.